I changed it, so it'll be back to Peter Rosenthal.
Okay.
Not that it makes a difference, whatever.
All right. Okay. Halacha Yudalid. Bracha Chas Jumein Shalosh. Shel Chameshis Aminim Shel Yayin. So the Bracha, which is like the three of Birkas Hamazon, of the five types of fruits and of wine. He shall mine hadaga. Saying that one says for mine hadaga. Ella shall a peiros to amer alates vel priates. Except that on the bracha on the peiros, you say alates vel priates, vel tenubas zibar tschemda. So there's a little formula, which we have in our sidurim or our benchers, that changes. Everything is the same except for what is it? Alamichiv al kal kala? Is it on the peiros? Is it on yain a gefen or pria gefen? V'chosim b'shneim alaretz v'la peiros. In both cases. Whether one's talking about peiros or one's talking about wine, one says al arts vel peiros. That's interesting.
Yeah. So now what you say, brokach shem ala eitz al priya eitz. All right, and then in the end you bring in ala. You say al arts vel peiros.
Right.
Yeah, I saw that difference, but I never thought about it at all.
Right. We don't do that. But
well, we do do that.
But even by wine?
Oh, I don't know about wine. I'll get my priya. Oh no, we don't say that. We say no. I'll get my priya gavin. We
do the end. We're hosting that way too. So it's that's a big difference.
He doesn't have a special. He doesn't have a special ending for the wine.
Right. Because for him. Interestingly enough, so it's interesting. Because my first thought would be to say, because wine is nothing more than a pre-yaretz, that's what it is, right?
Right.
But if that's all it is,
wine is nothing but a pre-yaretz.
I'm just giving my first ignorant reaction, right? Namely, if you end the bracha the same. If you've had a fig or if you've had wine, so my first reaction is saying, all right, so what you're saying is that wine is a fruit. That's all it is, right? Otherwise, why do you say, in other words, if it walks like a duck, if you say a bracha like a duck, so it's a duck. So if it walks like a fruit, if you say a bracha like a fruit, so it's a fruit. That's, you know, that was my first thought.
And you'd say that, and then alamichya, even though that is part of the sheva minim, quote unquote, It's still worthy of a set of bracha because it's completely something different.
Right.
Well, okay. This is just the Ramasakim the special on very pre-hagefen. In other words, it's still all peiros.
Yeah, it's a pre. It's not a lechem. It's not a mazon. It's a pre-hagefen. So that pre-hagefen is a kind of peiros. That's what it is. But the only problem with that is that then why doesn't the first part remain the same? Why do you change the first part? You should say the same thing for the first part too. But all if it is just another fruit, so then say for wine, say alates vel priates. Why do you have to say alagefen vel priagefen in the beginning? Keep it consistent. If it's different, so keep it different at the end. If it's the same, keep it the same in the beginning.
Okay.
You hear what I'm saying, Mendel?
For the most part, yeah. I mean, it's at first glance, it seems kind of strange that he should combine that. He should have it separate at the beginning and then combined at the end. Why?
Why? If it's the same thing, it should be the same thing in the first statement of the bracha and the second. If it's different, okay. So it'd be different straight.
By the way, just before I forget, Ray Sachs. And I unfortunately have a dinner tonight, so I can't join at the 7 p.m. learning. But as far as the last halacha about doing the on the minim harbe. So the Shulchan Aruch brings down the Rambam as his entire sift, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't quite argue with it. He puts it down as sort of like a shita shnia.
Right. He doesn't reject it, but
and
rather...
And he quotes it in its entirety. It's a little Rambam pasuk and everything read in the previous halacha, what we call halacha yigimel. And then they have permutations of subjective and objective. So that's, I don't know, it's Reishit Aleph in the Shulchan Aruch. That's worthwhile exploring that, you know.
Maybe at 7 o'clock period we'll do that. That's interesting.
It's an unusual
right
presentation in the Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch go.
Yeah. I vaguely remember this in other places too. Rarely.
No, he'll put in one sentence in the Rambam's pasuk, you know, less or
yeah, whatever. Yeah. No, but I've seen, I think more like what you're talking about, or maybe even just remembering this. I don't remember. Go ahead, Mendel.
I was just going to say also, I won't be able to make it at 7 o'clock tonight.
Okay. So, V'yesh mishi mosif b'bracha shemein shalosh. There are some individuals who in the main shalosh add kodem chasima, before the chasima, ki kel tova meitivata, because you are a good and a meitiv deity. Which shu me'ein bracha revis, which is a reference to the fourth bracha. Namely, really, main shalosh is fundamentally about the three. Interestingly enough, but the fourth, since the fourth, as we saw, is not really a elaboration of the essential concept of Birkas HaMazon, but rather, which is to say, seeing good as coming through the Hashem, seeing Hashem as the Lord of the land who provides our benefit in the specific and clear example of giving us Eretz Chaim V'Tov Rachava by giving us independence in our land as the outstanding feature of the manner in which his providence relates to us. The fourth bracha does not talk about that, but rather generalizes to the generality of his providential help to us beyond the land and without reference to the land. So he's a kel tova meitiv. He's not just giving us. He's not just a God who fulfills the promise to Abraham, Yaakov, giving us the land. He's a general kel tova meitiv. So that's not really part of the Birkas Main Shalosh, as its name reveals. It's Main Shalosh. It's summarizing the three. It's not summarizing the four. But it seems like it's not antithetical to it. You could have such a minig, and there are some who have that minig. V'yesh Misha Omer. Oh, I see. Shalom Tiknu Bracha Revius. And there are those who say that they did not legislate a fourth bracha. Ella b'Birkas HaMazon b'Vad. It's unique and singular to Birkas HaMazon. Interesting.
What is this, an FYI?
What do you mean?
He's just letting us know what the different opinions are?
Well, when he does that, it seems like he is not deciding. He isn't decided.
Right.
So his mission is to give all of the dinim, the entirety of all the mitzvahs.
We do this, by the way.
Yeah, that's part of our nesach. So it's interesting. So therefore,
a little bit different. Yeah, Kikam Al Tov Meitiv. We have a slightly different gear.
Well, that's we don't necessarily say that that melechik always in Birkas HaMazon or in this, but whatever. Be that as it may.
He didn't do this, though. It seems like he's trying to indicate that he did not do this.
He doesn't say whether he did or didn't.
Well, when I mean, I'm not sure what it is in the Hebrew, but as it's translated in the English, by saying there are some who add, he seems to be excluding himself from that.
But then he goes on. V'yesh misha omer shelo tiknu. There are those who say you don't. So he's one of those two. But he doesn't say which of those two he is.
No, the Chabad doesn't seem to include that. I'll read the paragraph. There are some who add the following phrase before the conclusion of his blessing. for it reflects the fourth blessing of grace. There is, however, an opinion that states that the fourth blessing was instituted for grace alone.
There you go. So right. Which of those is the Rambam?
I would say the first sentence is what he's saying that he does.
So he does have it?
That he doesn't. It seems to me to make sense that he doesn't do this, but I don't know.
Oh, so he's the second guy. He's saying that it's not that it's appropriate only for benching, not appropriate for Alamechia. I think you're probably right, but we would have to reflect on this because just from what he's written, can't really 100% tell, you know?
Okay.
He quotes the both of them, doesn't say which one he says. You know, like in other places, he says, and I say like this, right? Vani Omer, Vani Omer. He did that just last chapter. The Gaonim say that you say Bari Pri Dama, Bari Pri Eitz on Korah, and I say you say a Bari Pri Dama by Kor.
We have a Raya that he doesn't say it because you look actually when he writes the text out in the end of chapter 3, the Zohi Baruch Akas Main Shalach, Baruch Hashem, Al Kinim Achalam, Al Mishia, Val Kala, Baal Erez, Kanatel Roch, Al Roshar, Seed of Inhovlo, Et Avotenu. Racham Hashem, Al Kinim Al Yisrael, Al Yisrael, Al Roch, Baal Tiyam Mishkan Kavodach, Baal Engel Sofav, Sofim Minach, Rachalab Big Chatara, Baruch Hashem, Al Arch, Al Mishia.
The end.
Does not say the key
excellent proof. So you can go to his part and parcel of the Mishnah Torah. He has a complete sitter. And
it's not the sitter part. It's at the end of Perek Gimel.
So the Perek Gimel of what?
Of Hilchos Brachos.
I see. So he talks elsewhere about what his.
Yeah, it's the last two halachas. He talks about the phenomenal.
Okay. It's not the first.
Yeah, the brach ach main shalach to be more.
Precise. Okay. So that's even fine. I would want to check also in his sitter, but fine. So that's a powerful proof. It's a powerful proof, and we could check also in his sitter. He's sneaky. Sometimes he goes one way in one place, goes another way in another place. He's sneaky. So you gotta check all of his expressions.
You gotta keep your eyes on.
Oh, always. Okay. Okay. Teslav. I think we've just enough time to finish the chapter comfortably. Shasayayin v'achal tamarim. So he drank wine and ate figs. Ve'achal tabshil shel chamishis minei dagan. And he ate also a cooked dish which has flour of the bread flour. Nevarach b'acharona kacha. This is how he says his bracha achrona. Baruch Hashem l'kem l'cholam. So his bracha korona, he hits the chamesh minei dagan with his alamechia v'alakalkala. V'alagefen v'alpriyagefen hits the wine by alagefen v'alpriyagefen. V'al'etz v'alpriyetz hits the figs by the etz v'alpriyetz. V'altenuvas hasadavaris chametov v'alchavas reitzis v'chaltosin, etc. The Kosein, in the end, baruch to Hashem, Alaritz Valamichia Valaperis. That's it. Wine is gone.
Wine is subsumed in the Peros. Right.
Wine in the conclusion of the Brahma, it's subsumed in the Peros. Michianat. Michianat. That's a separate thing. Michianat. I mean, I can see the distinction. Let's just at least define that. What? So why really is that? Why not just say Alaperis?
The order is different also.
Say that again, Mendel?
Well, the order seems to be different also.
That's also interesting. But let's say you said Bari Pri Adama on a Hamotzi. That would certainly be true. And you would be yotze. Why? Because even though it's flour, it's an industrial process. It's an industrial process that's the essential process for which the thing is grown. And therefore, that's the pre. Intrinsic to pre as a gift to man is under man's jurisdiction to legislate what its substance and essence is. The Chazal call that what's planted for. And therefore, it's planted for bread. And therefore, even though you grind it down into flour, it's still pre-adama. So if you said pre-adama on it, it's still mina aretz, hamotzi lechem min aretz. It's still a product of the ground. So it's a specific pre-adama. So if you said pre-adama on your bread, you would be fine your bracha. So from that perspective, if you generalize wine into peros, you could generalize bread and flour into peros too. Pre-adama.
Right.
So why don't you? So you see.
I think you said it before. In other words, Geffen, very pre Geffen, it's that they were misaking a special bracha on the fruit. They still call it a fruit, pre ha Geffen.
Mm-hmm.
But a la Kalkala, it's on a new phenomenon. It's no longer wheat. It's not a pre adama anymore. Lechem is not a pre adama anymore.
I was just proving that it is. Hamotzi lechem in aretz. Motzi lechem in aretz means it's a pre adama.
No, he doesn't say that. He doesn't say pre. No, it's a motzi lechem in aretz. It's lechem. It's not a pre.
Well, I understand that. But let's say you said pre adama on bread. You'd be yotze. Of course, you'd be yotze.
Yes,
because it is a pre-adama. It's a specific species of pre-adama. It's a species. It's lechem. It's not just a generic pre-adama. It's lechem. But it's true to say it's pre-adama. It's just
interesting. He's focusing on a different feature of it.
That's right.
It's a sustaining phenomena.
That's right. It's not because it's not a pre, go ahead.
No, it has the new your Mishnah Ben Kosh Baruch Hu on the mazon michia quality on it.
In other words, there's two editions of praise that exist here. One is the uniqueness of the. Instrument by which it grows. It's pre-adama, pre-eitz. There's no significance between being a pre-adama or pre-eitz in the nature of the food itself. It's just to identify it correctly, the immediate creative vehicle of the pre-adama is the adama. And the immediate creative vehicle of the pre-eitz is an eitz. But the one is in no way prioritizing the significance of a pre-eitz over pre-adama as a fruit. By bread and by flour, that's not the case. Flour, the significance of flour exists in a totally different realm. Namely, that it has a whole new characteristic of benefit to man. It's a michya. It's that which sustains us. It's that which we found our diet and meals upon. So alamichia, and that's why it's called alamichia, and that's why the essential bracha.
Isn't the root of that word chai or chaya or something?
Yeah, our livelihood, our life itself.
Okay. I was going to say it doesn't sound like flour.
Exactly, it's the same. It's the same word essentially with a slightly different conjugation as mechaye may seem.
Okay.
Right? He gives life to. He gives life to the dead. So, michya, that is our livelihood. That's what sustains us in life. So that is a whole different beneficence of an example of beneficence of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and requires a bracha in its own right, a shevach, a praise, this element of praise in its own right. So,
Can I just, I'm sorry, can I just interrupt with one quick question?
Correct.
The Mechayim Mason that you just mentioned, that the first three, the first few brachos of Shemona Esrei have a Mechayim Mason there. But are you saying that that Mechayim Mason is the same Mechayim Mason as the brachos that you say in the morning in terms of opening one's eyes? Or is that Mechayim Mason literally resurrection of the dead as it's translated in the Siddur?
Right. I mean, in the case of the of
a person waking up in the morning.
No, the person in the in the Shemoneh Esrei is talking about actually the demonstration of unique power, supernatural power of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Mechayim Esimata, Ata Gibor, your Gevura is a Mechayim Esimata of the outstanding example of your power. Is that you're unlimited by the natural world, and you can and even the natural world appears like death is irreversible. Kadosh Baruch Hu can reverse it. He's not limited okay. by the materialistic processes.
All right, that's very curious. Okay, mm-hmm. Maybe we could talk about that sometime.
Okay. So it is interesting that the end of the bracha, which is really its most important element, only recognizes the two features, namely fruit and sustenance. But the first part of the bracha recognizes also the differentiation of the pre-geffen, which is sort of interesting why that is. Okay. That's an interesting thing to maybe think about at 7. All right, we'll conclude with our last 3 minutes with Halacha Tzayin, which is the end of the parak. Avali machal basar v'shesayayin. But if he ate meat and drank wine, mevarech basof al zeh b'fnei atzmo, you say the bracha on each one by itself, on this one by itself and on that one by itself. Al zeh b'fnei atzmo. Meat by itself, wine by itself. Achal teinim zeis o anavam, v'tapuchim argasim v'kiritzimam. He ate dates or grapes or apples, pears, etc. V'verech basof bracha achat min shalosh. You say the bracha min shalosh for the dates or grapes, which are the seven in the land of Israel that are mentioned by the pasuk as characteristic of the goodness of Israel. Vehikulel to the call. That will include everything. Mimneshu kulam parasaitsen, because they're all parasites. So too, anything like that. That's interesting. That's an interesting one too. I doubt that the Shulchan Aruch holds from that either. So we'll have to investigate that a little bit more too. And that's a clear difference between wine and Puria Eats also, which is very interesting. Very interesting. Oh, he doesn't really say. He doesn't say. What about the case of... No, he already said. He already said. That's interesting. So there's a big difference between drinking wine and fruit versus drinking... versus eating two types of fruits. Even fruit that are not the fruit of the land of Israel. That's fascinating. I would think you say a brine of fashas on the apples and the pears. But if you had if you ate both the apples and the grapes, namely one which is achayiv in the Elamichia, and the other one which is not, Elamichia will take care of it, because it's talking about priates. That's fasting. Wow, that's a total shocker. That's a total shocker.
Wait, can you see it again?
So if you have a meal, let's say you had just ate pears by itself, you say Brina Fashos after. It's not one of the seven
right.
species. You ate pears and apples. You still say Brina Fashos. Right. Neither one is. But if you eat pears and grapes, namely one which is the seven species and one which is not, you only say Elamichia, according to the Rambam. I don't know that everybody agrees with him on this. I never heard of this before, so I doubt it. And that takes care of everything.
Why is that such a shocker?
Because Alamichi has nothing to do with a pear.
Well, I think this is the halacha, by the way, right there.
It is the halacha. We hold that way.
I'm pretty sure of that. That's the halakha that I remember.
If I
had grapes and I make a bari priya baba, then I'm...
I never heard of this one before. You've heard of this one before, Rabbi Ruslan?
Yeah.
Okay. My ignorance reveals itself. Sorry. But, okay. That's it. Ignorance isn't...
It sounds like he's just carrying through his order of precedence.
Why? In other words, is not a bracha that you say on pears. It's not a bracha you say on any old priates. It's only for the priates of our land of Israel. So why do you say it? If you ate them together, why does it suddenly apply to other priates? It's not about the priates. It's about the seven pries of the land of Israel.
Yeah.
Okay. So, all right. So
I'm going to have to double check the log, but I'm pretty sure that
seems familiar to you. It seems familiar to you. Okay, good.
No, that's actually the law of Sukkah, but I got to bounce. Gotta run.
Okay, gentlemen. Bye. So I guess I won't see you at 7.
No.
Let's see. All right. So, Dan, are you available at 7? Or who is that, 917? Sean, who is that?
That's Sean.
Sean?
That's me, Sean.
Oh, hi, Sean. Okay. Are you available? I guess you're not. Are you available at 7, Sean?
No.
Nobody else is.
All right, and Alamikya is the bracha Shainshala that you say on the 3, right?
On the 7. It's a summary of the 3 brachos of Birkas HaMazon. But you say it
on Me'ein Shalosh.
It's Me'ein Shalosh, in which it's composed of the summary of 3 brachos, but it's on 7 fruits of the land of Israel.
Right, okay.
All right.
I'm going to make a note of that. Okay, thank you very much.
Talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye.